We don't get fooled again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. And I've got a guest here today. It's April 2nd, Saturday, April 2nd, and I've got Andy from Texas on with us. So we were just going to have a chat back and forth about what we can do about what's happening, as opposed to just standing and watching the politicians do their thing and keeping on pretending like this is real, because it's not. If we don't want to participate, if we want to turn it around, we can, but it's going to take our action. In any case, Andy's with us. We're going, you know, just going to start chatting. And then if you want to join us, number 512-248-8252. If you didn't listen to the Chris Switzer show before this one, I mean, it's a great 2 hours of education and information. All the kind of things that we need to know if we actually want to do something more than just talk about the problem. If we want to have a handle on how to win, how to succeed. The fight is not... it's not carnal. It's not fighting other men. It's fighting yourself. It's fine if the whoever is running all the porn and all the media and all the, but you don't have to partake of it. You don't have to spend your money on it. You don't have to give your children access to it. And if you live your life in such a way where your children are off and away from you, well, whose fault is that, and who can change that? And see, that's where I think we have to go. I know a lot of people think, well, you know, you're crazy. You live out on a farm and, you know, you cows and chickens and raising the kids and homeschooling and all that. Yeah, but that's because it works. I mostly do things because they work. I've got a goal that I'm trying to achieve. I want to live a godly life. I want to raise children that have consciences, that are competent, capable, happy with themselves. And I can't think of a better way to do it. So that's how, and that's the point. I mean, if there's a better way, bring it up. Okay. If you have to do something different because, you know, you live in an apartment or you live in a suburb or whatever, and so it's not as easy. Okay, but there's always something you can do. And we start by having a solid understanding of why we're having the problem. So my solution is always the same. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. There's one God that created you. Believe in him or not, but no man has the right to run your life. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't know taxes, don't pay them. Kelby Smith, his advocates that. Org, hisadvocates.tv. Educate yourself, inform yourself. I mean, think what you can do with another 25%, 30% of your money every year. You know, especially as it's losing value. You know, you'll get your tax refund and it'll buy a pretzel. Okay? Keep your children in your home or under your control. If you don't know where they are all day and what's being taught to them all day, I mean, you're going to go and complain because they won't let your kids breathe in school and they got some guy with his Johnson in their face talking about, you know, he's got a rainbow pecker, you know, that's your fault. You know, you don't have to put your children there. Boycott big business. You've got neighbors, you've got friends, you've got money in your 401k that's losing value. You're invested in the big boys who are using the money to destroy you. BlackRock buying up your country with this money. And if you keep sitting there, you're going to feel like it's legitimate when they own everything and you're renting and you have no future and no ability to ever get out of the caste that you were born into. And what was the last one? Turn off the lamestream media. You know, Amish didn't have COVID because they don't have TV. So, I mean, I didn't raise my children with television. We have videos that you can watch on a VCR, a DVD player, that kind of thing. But it's all screened. I never had open filth just running through the house. And as a result, the children are adults that are calm and satisfied and constructive and love life, and that's normal and healthy, and anybody can do anything they want, but it's important that we understand that we know what works, and that's what the Bible does. It gives you how to live, how to have life, and that more abundantly. So not to smack you over the head with the Bible, but in the end, it really is going to come down to what you're willing to do when you understand what's actually happening. And if you're not willing to make whatever changes you need to make, well, then you're going to get the consequences that you're going to get. So I'm not one for talking about the consequences and how to handle them. I'm more for, hey, let's stop the guy pitching people in the creek instead of swimming in the river to get fish one out, fish two out. No, go upstream, find the guy pitching people in the river and throw his butt in the river, okay, or whatever. Put him in a cage, lock him up. All these people committing treason, committing crimes. destabilizing our country, cutting off our power. It's coming from inside. It has to be dealt with. You know, what happened to lock her up with President Trump? Lock her up? And then after he gets in, oh, she's a friend, you know, what? You know, so if we're still putting faith in men, then that's why you're losing. And so we're here to talk about some solutions, maybe something else that we can do, and trying to understand a little better kind of where I'm coming from, because I don't mean to be preachy, but it is what it is. And I'm for freedom. Do what you want to do. But these crappy consequences, we have, my children and, you know, my family has to live in this place, invaded with foreigners. I'm not contributing to pay for it. I'm not, you know, helping the situation. So I'm trying to get people to do whatever you need to do. Take your children out of school. Quit paying taxes. Stop shopping with these people. And, I mean, I'm guilty of Amazon shopping, too. You know, there's some things I can't find them except on Amazon. But I'll tell you what, I'm growing some of these herbs that I need. I'm doing what I can do step by step. And, you know, anyway, so we've got Andy with us. So, Andy, come on in. What do you think?
Yeah, here I am. Yeah, no, we got a wonderful person who has some wonderful ideas, who is portraying it and living it. You're doing exactly what you say. You're not just telling us to do this stuff. You're living it, and that's why you can say it and say it so firm that you do. I mean, it's awesome. I really wish I could live the life you have. But, you know, in the meantime, with everything that's going on, I think we need to grab some God.
You know, we got to
grab some. Yeah, no. Okay, so I'm going to, maybe this might, you know, ring your bell here or not, but, you know, we know Jesus was here, and he showed us the way, and he, but somehow in the Bible it said that he was the only way to our Father. No, no. As long as you find your Father, your Creator, I believe you can get there. And I think that's kind of a misconception. You didn't think I was going to bring something like that up, did you?
No. I actually appreciate you having brought that up, because it's kind of like me saying, I feel like I can fly. I know that it says about the mechanics of the human body and gravity, but I really believe, because I am me, and I don't believe there'd be a God that wouldn't allow me to fly if I wanted to. And so I step off that fifth floor windowsill. But see, the truth stays the truth. When Jesus is the only way to God, is because Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. You cannot get to God without going through the truth. If you look at the society, and just put truth in there for Jesus. Skip his name.
Exactly.
Just call him truth, just like God that created you.
Exactly. You can skip Jesus just by believing in the truth. But one must seek the truth.
There you go. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean,
and see, that's the thing. We don't have truth. The way that our society is put together right now, everything that they're doing is the opposite of what would be productive. So cut off the oil. Cut off the oxygen to your kid's face. God gave you the breath of life. Who are you going to believe, God or men? Anthony Fauci says, mask your kid forever. And so what it comes down to is the choices that each one of us make. The do evil in you, that's the devil. The do evil in you. And if you're going to go along with it and obey a destroyer, then what fruit should you have except destruction? That makes sense to me. I'm good with that. What I'm suggesting is maybe we better do things the way that the creator, the guy that built the car, the guy that built the whatever the machine is, he's got the blueprint. He built it. He's the one that gets to say how it works. And you can put sugar in the gas tank, but if you do, then you get these bad consequences, and then you can't blame God, because at least there's an order to things. You knew what would happen. You just chose to do what you wanted. And I'm good with that. I am all for freedom. But I think what's happening here with, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Jews, and they control the media, and they control, yes, they do. But why is that media on? Why is that sewer running through your living room? Especially when you know they're liars. I mean, all this, it's so funny. Isn't this wild? When Trump was in office, it was CNN. They're full of lies, you know, lie media. Now they're
like
doing this whole Ukraine war, and everybody's watching and repeating it like they know something. I mean, it's like hilarious. You know, how did you get to trust in these people again? You see what I mean? It's did you ever read 1984? You know, we were always at war with East Asia.
Yeah,
we were never
at
war with East Asia. Okay, well, how do you flip it in that 5 minutes? I mean, how long did it take to flip it? It's like 5 minutes. All of a sudden, no more COVID. Here comes the Ukraine. I mean, I got kicked off of a radio station. They said I wasn't allowed to talk about COVID and I wasn't allowed to talk about Ukraine. Well, and the show's called Viewpoint.
Yeah.
You mean your viewpoint?
Hey. So Lauren, so look at how many fiction stories that we've read, you know, 1984, Ray Bradbury or whatever, and how many stories that we've read and stuff, and now they're actually nonfiction. They're actually truth. You know,
yeah.
Isn't this just weird how fiction becomes truth all of a sudden? It's just, it blows my mind.
It's not weird, though, because a man without vision at Lost, and they're tell-lie visioning. They're giving us a lie for our vision, and then we use our energy to build the lie that they said because we don't have the common sense to read the Word of God, understand it, respect it as the truth, and then wield it like a sword separating sinew from bone, because that's the gift that the Bible gives you, not just order and what you're supposed to do, what's good and constructive versus what's not. But it gives you power. It gives you the power to defend your life. You know, the Bible says, Genesis 1:29, I've given you the herb and the seed thereof, and these shall be as meat for you. Well, I get rid of COVID with herbs. I mean, COVID is just, it's a bioweapon. It's a machine. It's not what people think it is. But my point is, it's easy to destroy it if you have the right, you know, stuff. But not for medicine.
Well,
I was in medicine.
Well,
I sold
hey.
Rocephin. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Lauren. Yeah, I mean, if you're really a true believer in God, any person in this world, if you're a real true believer in God, is there any weapon they can throw at you on this planet that will kill you? And if it does, did it really kill you, though?
What that COVID shot did was gave people vaccine-caused AIDS. Okay, they call it VAIDS. And yes, it really will destroy you, just like the mycoplasma that they had in the first generation would destroy you. I almost died from it. But the truth, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so when I got the truth, oh, this is a bioweapon. Professor Don Scott, he wrote a paper, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen and Neurosystemic Diseases, came out in 2001. Yeah. That paper describes how the NIH, the CDC, the CIA, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, Dr. Shai-Ching Lo, who holds the patent for mycoplasma, page 87 of an 89-page patent, and it describes every degenerative disease that you know of. AIDS, cancer, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, arthritis, diabetes, MS, all of these things are caused by this weapon, this mycoplasma, which is half cow arthritis. It's Brucella bacteria, and they merged it with Vista virus, which is AIDS in a sheep. Who did it? George Merck from the company Merck Sharp and Dohme, which at a Senate hearing 1977, George Merck of the company Merck Sharp and Dohme, who now makes cures for the diseases at one time created, has now, for the first time, put mycoplasma into a crystalline form. What's growing in the bodies of people? That crystals? Oh, yeah. And that 11-page paper that I beg people to read, it talks about prions. The spike protein is the positively charged weapon, but it's laced with gene sequences from this AIDS. That's what Moderna patented February 4th, 2016. And that's when Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak were going back and forth January 31st to February 2nd, 2020, saying, what are we going to do? We've got all these four gene sequences in there that we can't explain. You know, no bat having sex with a pig was going to put this gene sequence in there. It's patented. Okay, so they did this to you. And what I'm saying is, here people are still going to the FDA and the CDC. Oh, what do we do? You're going to the people that did this to you. Okay, and that's why I say, if you don't go to God, then you have no power. And this is why you're saved by grace through faith in truth, faith in Christ. So if you don't have faith in the truth, you can be moved out of your place. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. What's happening to people that took the shot? Heart attack, stroke, clots, yup, All because you were afraid of something that 99.997% of people survived.
Exactly, and that's my point. But you know what? You're exactly right. If you don't have God in your life, and so many people think they do, and so many people think, oh, well, I'm blessed or whatnot, and then they have all these stricken things, and they go and make stupid decisions. You know, Christ is not just a spirit in your life. It's knowledge. What did he say? He said, my flock dies because of lack of knowledge.
And for rejecting knowledge.
Yeah, okay. So if you're part of Christ, then you're a smart person. You're looking for everything that might put your life dead. But let's go here, Lauren. Why are we trying to live? What is there to live here for?
Praise
seriously.
God.
We weren't. Did God tap you on the head and say, I want you to do this? No. We don't. We probably have that message, but because of all of the human things that they've done, the message has been erased with the vaccines, the radio waves, the electrical waves and stuff. That's what these people are doing. They're disconnecting us from God, Lauren. They're getting rid of our connection to our Lord and Savior, who even he made us. We should be connected to him. It's really hard.
Well,
I have a hard time connecting to him.
Well, we're here to make this world a more beautiful place, to leave it better than we found it.
And we're not doing that.
That's the polar opposite of what they're teaching. And remember, they're going to blame all this on America. That's how this is going to work. Oh, capitalism has failed. Capitalism didn't fail. You let a bunch of pirates come in here, put on the uniform of your officers, and then went ahead and served them up everything you got, just like they're draining the strategic oil reserves right now. And nobody's saying jack about it. And when it's gone, I mean, hey, your nuke plants are going to be melting down, but, oh, well, we reduced the futures market for oil by a nickel. I mean, and nobody's saying anything. It's like vaccinating babies. I got kicked off the air. I got kicked off of it. I've been calling this place for 20 years. It's called Viewpoint. But, oh, they had to balance me.
You are a ruthless woman. You're just ruthless. Think about this. No. What? When did government come up? Guess how it had to come up? It had to be like a damn mafia. It had to be like some kind of group that just said, hey, these people are acting up, man. I don't like this. And boom. And then government came out. So then they put some words to it and put some papers to it. And we all thought our root of all evil is government. And if you look it up in...
What are they governing, though?
Mind control is government.
There it is. Govern mental. That's what they're doing. And so we need to switch our mental. I think we're going up to the break. We're coming up to the break here, so we'll see you guys on the other side. Are you hearing break?
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at KettleMoraineLTD@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
That's right. We have got to unify in truth. We have got to show the respect and the deference to the Creator in heaven. And you were asking about government. Our government is the only government that was ever in the history of the world established to protect the rights of each man to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Never happened before, and it won't happen again if we manage to let them tear this apart, especially with things like secession. You don't let them have you pull apart from the people that are making you strong, the other several states. We hold them accountable. The document is still the law of the land. Just because they ignore it because we allow them to ignore it. Just like they ignored Hillary at the State Department, doing all those, 30,000 emails and pay for play at the State Department. Did anything ever happen to her? Nope. So why wouldn't they keep doing what they're doing? I mean, I get why they continue to do what they're doing, but our solution of running away and scattering and separating, no, this is the several states. This is the land, the law of the land, the Constitution, and we expect them to uphold and defend it. And if they won't, then their butts need to be out of those offices. And the other thing is all the unconstitutional stuff that we're doing, and I'm sorry, but it includes every government giveaway program there is. You don't get to rob your neighbor so you have a better life. The reason that the Bible says if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat, is because if a man didn't have to work, he wouldn't. The nature of man, that men's hearts are desperately wicked. That's what the book says. So it's all fine and good for us to feel one way or another. But the feeling does not compare with the fact, and the power is in the fact. So when we get in line, that's what being on the path, in the way, as opposed in the broad way where most men want to be, the way, one way wide, truth, that's it. So when we look at the border situation, in truth, it's easy to see you're being overrun by illegals and that the government at the top is doing everything to let them in. So why are we not prosecuting? Why do we not have attorney generals? Why do we not have, prosecutors, sheriffs, people bringing up the fact that we have got treason on display, on parade in front of us? And this is the point. If we can't get to the simple truth, I mean, they're putting up bills now to let mothers kill their babies. Well, for a week in this one, for 28 days in that one. I mean, if you're to the point that, in Virginia, they cut up the babies and sell them for parts. And in California, the Project Veritas people who reported it, they got arrested. They got, put in jail and had their lives, run through the ringers and exhausted with lawfare. So we are a wicked people. It's us that's the problem. And if we keep waiting for somebody to save us, we're going down. So for the people who are paying attention, now's the time to prepare. And we're trying to kind of lighten your mood, have you be happy. I'm happy all the time. It doesn't bother me what's going on. I mean, it used to bother me. I used to cry all the time. You can't live your life crying, and I have no power over other people. All I can do is say the truth and, you know, hope people see something, see some light there, and decide they want to go and investigate further and get their power. So that's about what I'm into. Andy, we have a caller, Patrick from Texas. So, Patrick, if you want to come on in, I don't know if you want to talk to Andy or... Patrick, do we have you?
Yeah, can you hear me all right? I got you fine.
Yep, we got you. How you doing?
I got you, Patrick.
Good. I'm gonna say this right up front. I think Chris Weiser has got this religion aspect nailed cold. Nobody comes close to him, I find, on the radio. Nobody. And not that I know of. You know, the only ones that did are dead and gone, unfortunately. But now you guys, Laura, you are nailing the government like nobody's business. Nobody comes close to you. I think Ralph Winthrow came kind of close, but he was basically looking at it more from a statutory type of an angle. He wasn't getting the big picture.
Yeah.
He got what he got beautifully, but you know. I won't go too far than that. Other than to say that he preaches the fourth branch of government that he learned that was FDR created, and that's their deep state with the alphabet agencies. I told him, you know, look, check out Justice Scalia talking about his fourth branch of government. We are the fourth branch of government, and he did. And one of the following shows, he read Justice Scalia's decision. In his remarks, he says, this is why they kill him. You know, they can't have that.
Here's my question, though. So what would have happened if Judge Scalia had said something else? Because, see, for me, I'm a black woman in America. I don't give a rat's behind what they say. I'm a child.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. You're black? What?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, though. This is what I'm talking about. We were men before there was a United States. My people were over here. I'm Indian. I'm French. I'm German. Hessian slave. I'm all kind of things. In 1739, yeah, very well. I'm a man, a child of the living God. And this is the point. Ralph got distracted for a lifetime with all of the minutiae in a statutory set of rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that didn't apply to him. That's private law. And this is what I'm trying to get people to understand. We don't fight them on their playing field. We step up above them. We are higher than they are. Hang on to the other side. Let's continue this on the other side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
That's right, folks. We got to be undivided from the truth. Hey, Sam is going to skip the last break for me so we can take calls. So I'm going to ask people, if you have not contributed to RBN, please, $10 a month, put it on your credit card. It's $120 a year to support the opportunity to be able to speak and to hear the kind of information and discussions that you hear on Republic Broadcasting. I don't know a whole lot of people, and I was going to have David Duke on my show, by the way. I appreciate and I like a lot of what David Duke says. I'm not so much on the mixing because I'm a black woman married to a white man. And if you look at Moses, why did Miriam get stricken with leprosy? His wife was black. So, you know, we're all the children of the living God. And so the issue is not the color of our skin, but the content of our characters and temperament. If you listen to the descriptions of what the, and I'm just going to say Jews, I remember they used to say of the Hawaiian persuasion, but I was raised in Beechwood, Ohio. I was raised in, my best friends were all Jews. I've got Jewish ancestry in there, those Demeries. One of them was Isaac.
You're the enemy.
Another one was Samuel.
You're the enemy.
Well, this is my point. Well, this is my point, though. This is what they want to do, black, white, rich, poor, young, old. They want to fight each other instead of just everybody yield to the truth. Everybody just get on the straight road. Do what you want to do, but let's not call a man a woman. Let's not get where we got Leah Thompson, which is, man, I think his name is Richard Thomas or whatever, and we're going to call him a girl and let him get in the pool and compete with women and be in the showers, and moms and dads are still letting their daughters go in there and compete. Hell no. There's, at some point, you have to put down whatever it is you're doing. It's like getting on the planes when they were feeling you up and fingering your daughters to get on a plane. Are you kidding? You lay your hands on my daughters, it'll be the last thing you did with that hand. And this is what I mean. We've got no gumption. We've got no respect for truth. And because we don't have any respect for truth, we don't get any power. So I'm not about making people see Jesus or love the Lord the way I do. I'm saying if we all at least respect the truth, we can get through this. And the truth is the behavior that we're exhibiting now is the polar opposite of the behavior we exhibited at the beginning in the founding of this country, where every man wanted his life, his liberty, and his pursuit of happiness preserved. He didn't want money from his neighbors and friends. He didn't want to tell people what to do, to wear a mask. I mean, everybody was building and doing their own thing, and we have to get back to that. But Patrick, did you? We kind of got interrupted in the middle there, and I wanted to let you continue.
I'm just going to say that Dr. William Pierce, he's the National Alliance. He says, you're not our problem. And you know who our problem is. They're the communists. And that's all I want to say about that. Or, you know, the rest of it, we were working out our problems before these people come in here and just tore this place up starting in the Civil War. But I think, you know, I like this guy, E.M.S. King, who wrote The Bad War. Brilliant historian. He said he's like Sherlock Holmes, the historian. The New World Order is actually a global criminal mob, or gang, he calls it. And so, you know, that's what they're doing. It's a misnomer. That is not what they are. That's a masking. They're masking who their real identity is, as usual. They are a global criminal gang. And that's the way they work. That's the way they roll. And over, I was just watching Dr. Kevin McDonald and E. Michael Jones were just rolling through history of how they came over here, and they were given special diplomatic, even credentials and PhDs that they didn't even earn. So they went right into all the universities and took over all the professorships. That's how they did it. You know, they got special little sweetheart deals.
That's right. So yeah, here's the thing. Now that we know that, are we going to continue to put our children in those colleges? Because mine can go to college free. They're going. They're completing naturopathic doctorates because that's a real skill set that they can use to earn a living and keep their family safe. I wouldn't put them in those schools. And that's what I'm saying. Right. We have to abandon the criminal. It's like voting. You just had your presidential election stolen, a landslide election for the most popular president in history. And nobody's even tried to stop them voting on these Diebold machines. Diebold never loses a nickel at a bank, but they lose votes all over the place.
Slavery in America when he first came in 1776. There was white slaves too, and how they managed to control the slaves is they would, the white slaves, mind you, like Benjamin Franklin was a slave. Benjamin Franklin was a slave, and so was President Andrew Jackson, a slave for 10 years. And they control you is they would brand you on your cheek with an R for a runaway. And nobody wanted any of that. And that's how they do it. They do it with an incredible evil law. And today, that's what they got now. Well, we got 80 million statutes and codes. The people are terrorized.
The biggest problem here, is that at some point in our lives, we fell down and allowed them to enslave us. And now we're doing it again. We're falling down and we're allowing them to enslave us. And in many respects, it's not our fault. It has a lot to do with the fact that they've poisoned everything that we're consuming, including your air. So we are susceptible.
Here's the problem with that statement, though. If it's not your fault, then you can't fix it.
I know, but I'm trying to make it my fault because it is my fault because I let them do this.
There you go. But just remember, kings don't protest. They don't beg. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you how it is. That's the difference between free men and slaves. Slaves ask what they want you to do. Kings decide what they're going to do, and they make the statement. That's what Kelby Smith does with that hisadvocates.org. You are sending out the statement. You are notifying all of these statutory private law facilities, the IRS. They don't bother your bank account.
Our people
you can have your banking.
For lack of knowledge. They don't know what the deal is. That's all bogus for us. But they don't know. They don't know how they're being defrauded. I'll let y'all
know. Yeah, but on another token, Lauren, on another token, what Kelby Smith is projecting and stuff, is there any legal grounds that can actually make you a safer person, what he's offering you?
Yeah, it's all contract law. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but who's going
to
uphold the
Constitution?
Who's
going to
uphold it?
Okay, wait, nobody needs to uphold it. Once you notify, listen, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I didn't have any paperwork. Every time I had to deal with something, I just dealt with it. Well, sheriff comes to my door talking about, I'm not the sheriff, CPS, talking about, you're talking bad about the government, you're talking bad about vaccines, you're neglecting your children's education because I had them in school and I wasn't asking anybody or sending them for tests or anything like that, and you live in a little trailer too small for all you people. So I said, okay, you can leave now. And he said, oh, no, I need to inspect your house. I said, listen, you work for a private administrative agency. Your law does not apply to me. I'm not a U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
I'm not a corporate. I'm not a ward of the state, and nor are my children. They are my private property, and I say what goes here. And he marched his little butt off
and he
never came back.
Seriously, though, Lauren, when did that actually happen, and is that in the same time frame that we're talking now? Because
2010,
judicial. Everything is thrown out the window.
Yeah, no, 2010, this is deep in the stuff when people
okay,
are getting in all
so
kinds
we're,
of trouble.
We're 12 years out on
they
that.
They know exactly
you
where
think
I am because
happen
I'm
today?
On the radio
could,
all the time.
Could you do the same thing today, Lauren? Could you do
well,
the
sure.
same thing today?
Well, of course, because
oh,
the
really?
Truth is
you
always
think they
the
would
truth.
Abide by that?
Well, why wouldn't they? This is the point. You guys, everybody
well, no,
looking
there's no
at
law
this
and
like
order. That's my point.
Listen.
Okay.
But there, everybody is looking at this like somehow or another, there's something bigger than you. You are the king.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Are the one that has signed the contract with your 14th Amendment citizenship, with your birth certificate and your Social Security cards. You are the ones making the contracts. You can cancel the contracts. They just don't want you to understand that. Remember, the government was supposed to meet at the end of the year for a couple of weeks and
yeah.
then go home.
And these
they
people are supposed to be volunteers.
Well, the
yeah,
whole point
we
is
were supposed to volunteer
me-
our leadership. We weren't supposed to be paid for it.
Well, no, it's fine if you get paid for it, but your limitations are that of the statutory or administrative functionality of this corporate entity that's calling itself your government. Your republic is still there. That's just not what they've populated right now. But my point is, with it or without it, like I said, I was a man because God made me. Okay, I'm a creature created by the God that created me and with allegiance
with
to him, and they do not yeah. interfere with that allegiance. That's the key that I'm trying to get you to understand. If you tell them I'm already a slave, they say, oh, hands off that one, because that's the way the rules work. So, but yeah, it's completely legitimate. It's exactly, and it's the only way to save this country, and you won't save it all. He said, if my people who are called by my name will repent and return to me, I will heal their land. Your body is your land. They say no man is an island. I say every man is an island. That's physical flesh.
You know,
that's
bad
your
show,
land.
Girl.
That's the kingship. That's the throne you sit on is that body. And it belongs to you. And remember, the first slaveholder licensed in America was black. Okay? So it doesn't have to do with it's blacks, Catholics, and Jews. In the South, I'm from South Carolina, North Carolina. That's what they had down there, slavery. But it was like 5%, fewer than 5% of people had slaves. Most Americans were good, you know, upright Americans. You got criminals. You're always going to have criminals.
So Lauren, how come there's racism? Hey, you better have the answer to this.
Huh? Well, no, they teach it. It's like all these kids who think they're getting
yes,
out. 20%
all right,
of young
thank
people.
You. They publicize it. Hey, you're a black person. I don't like you. You're an Oriental. I don't like you. You're a white person. I don't like you. It's all over the TV. So it's all just.
Well, yeah. What happens if you turn off the idiot box? Turn off the boob tube and you get fewer boobs.
Yeah, COVID goes
really,
away too if you turn it off.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing something in the background.
That's our guy Patrick still, I think.
Yeah, that was
I'm
me
sorry.
Laughing,
oh.
baby.
Oh, that was, no, that's
Get
my production. That was my Sam. Hey, I've got Scotty in New York. Patrick, it was lovely speaking with you. I'm not sure if he's still there. Oh, okay, we've got Scotty in New York. Come on in, Scotty.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hey,
yeah, did someone
great.
Say
how
Jews
you?
And blacks and all that stuff? You got to tone that stuff down. No.
Whoa, we got some racist vision here. What's going
no,
on?
I just want to point out a few things, and I would like to talk solutions. You
yeah.
keep pointing out
yes.
the boob tube. That's why I thought it was me laughing. That was the noise. I didn't know if I was live. I heard that beep about 3-4 times.
I heard you laugh. I wondered where it came from.
let me point out a few things. We've got the bottom of the totem pole where you fix things, because nobody seems to know where to fix things. I'll piece it together. I'm a visionary. I'm connected to source since I became a victim of hardball with the police in New York here. The deal is... Ooh. Where you fix this is at the bottom, which is the low rung, which is the police. Even though the orders are coming from up above, you have to focus your finger on the police. If you have any problem, they stole the election. It's not that you wait till a new election comes in. You don't go marching in the street. You don't do truck convoys. You go to the police and you make the report. And if they don't act on it, then you have to realize that's where you fix it, the police, that...
Oh, no,
they're
no,
also
no,
the
you're
ones,
way too high. Wait,
please
you're
let me get a little more
you're
into it
about
before
the police.
What?
You're way too high up the food chain if you're talking about the police. My brother-in-law is a cop. I wouldn't let my brother-in-law run any kind of piece of my life. I don't care what the police say. Their job is supposed to be public servant. If you notice what it says on the side of the car, it says to protect and serve. They're protecting and serving the corporation. Okay? Here's the trick. The rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that you guys are all abiding by, you're abiding by falsely. You don't need to, but you do. If you stop abiding by them and they know and you've given notice that you're not part of their
just because they said you had to.
Well, there you go.
I was trying to lay
really
out a few parameters and point out the top and the bottom and the solution. You didn't even let me build up anything. You didn't let me establish basis of anything.
Well, the bottom is the man, though. Because, see...
No. First of all, I wanted to get to the tech also. When is Professor Don Scott's paper? What year was that, 2001 or 2011?
2001.
Okay, 2001. That was also right. H.R. 2977, the 107th Congress. It's the same crazy tech that before I even knew about nanotech, when I was reading How to Own the Weather by 2025, see, now I know plasma, I know all this stuff, I know this tech, and they can transfer now from electronic signal to a bio AIDS over the phone that you were calling VADES. This is really accelerated. And then again, yep. I'm trying to connect what you missed in your solution to shut off the TV. I never hear anyone say, although, wait, I did hear someone on the station. I think it was Anderson, the 3 o'clock guys, the two couple. But I never hear anybody say, the phones, them things ain't phones. They're smart devices. And out of all the smart devices that are forced on you, towers and this and that and the banks, the only thing that you have a choice to not accept without trouble is those things you carry that you think are phones. The smart meter for the house is a difficult thing to fix.
Let me throw some in there, Chief.
Go ahead.
Let me throw some in there, Chief. Yeah, no, last night I called Chris Hinckley, who was doing the National Intel Report, and I actually brought up exactly what you're talking about. These cell phones are, we're having a wonderful time with them because they're little computers in our hands. But at some point, if we follow their pattern and we're following it, seems like nobody's trying to rebuild from it. But we're going to end up with a phone that just tells you, you can go out today. You can get your money today. You can go shopping today. You won't be able to go to YouTube or Facebook or anything. It's
not
going to be the little game show we got now.
But only if you arrange your life so that you're dependent on that unit. I mean, it's like
I know,
TV.
And everybody has, though.
Everybody
has. They got
That's
it.
Why they forgot that they stole the election, Warren. They forget everything.
They
it's
got
one
it,
thing
Warren.
After another. You forget this. You forget the fires. It's like the next phase. Like you said, in the next day, we switched from COVID to the war. And then, while everybody's talking about Will Smith, they had another summit meeting, sort of like Event 201,
right.
Only this time it wasn't in New York.
Yeah, you're
so
right,
everybody forgets,
rock too,
and it's
by the
because
way.
You're programmed not only from the TV, but this is some high-level stuff. So let me give a couple of suggestions that people can listen to and point at. What's his name here? Harry Vox, who I don't know if Farron talked about this morning.
Oh, no, I listened to him, bro.
He has an amazing
new
video.
Tell me about it.
Man, that man explains stuff, and it's really hard on the Jews. I was going to call Mike Rivero.
Yeah, he got the Jew angle.
And it's going to cost him $25,000 to get his website back. So the title
is
on BitChute.
What's the name of the video so people can look it up?
It's We're Being Poisoned. 25% of tested home products contain life-threatening benzene. His BitChute channel is unsafe underscore or line thing at the bottom, space. Unsafe space. It's Harry Vox. It's almost 3 hours. He's really abrasive towards the Jews, but, man, he's also hilarious, and he presents all sorts of angles where he ties a lot of stuff together in the same way that Putin did in the 2014 interview from Oliver Stone. 40 minutes in, he's talking about, which really is the Illuminati. And more can be found about that from Altian Childs, the winner of X Factor Australia. That's 5 hours of in-depth, even more than Harry Vox stuff, about what's going on, who's running behind this, behind that, behind this, which is what it comes down to what I was saying about the police. A lot of police are good. I know personally, as being a victim of Harbaugh, many, after seeing that dark side as they pulled me over and recorded them, after they got to know me, you know, waiting to get for me, they opened up.
Many have apologized.
They are trapped. These men need help. They don't know how this universe is operating. So, like, they toss at us, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Ignorance of your dark energy and you not changing that energy, they don't know what they're going to get. These people need help.
Hey.
And Harry Vox, with this video, is reaching out to FBI agents. Okay?
I want to lay something on Harry Vox here with you. Harry Vox is very good, but I would caution everybody in his delivery because he has several different words he wants to say. He's a pretty pissed off dude. So if you go see Harry Vox, I'm a subscriber. He's got some really good information. This gentleman is not lying whatsoever at all. And there's so much more information out there that we all need to be aware of.
Remember Chris Hinckley? He's on Republic Broadcasting.
I love that
and
man.
He's on every day, 11 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. Well,
sure
he has a great show too. A lot of heady stuff there. And we need to have this be our sports instead of the, you know what I mean? But, Scotty, did you have anything else you wanted to say? You said you had a couple other things in the way of solution. We're coming up on the end of the show. Oh, okay. We got Wayne in Texas. I don't know if we can get a whole lot in there. Wayne, come on in.
Thank you, Lauren. I'll just say what I really have to say here real quick. You know, I want to tell everybody, we can study all of this all day long, all night long. It's not going to help until we come up with remedies. And one thing I would recommend is study the Bible phrase, come out of her, my people. Just like Roger Sales says, if we are U.S. citizens, we have no constitutional rights, no matter what screaming we do, no matter what we do all day long, because U.S. citizens are per the 14th Amendment, and you're subject to all these codes, rules, regulations, and mandates. Until you change your status, you can blabber all day long, and you have nothing. You have nothing to stand on. So what you need to do is repatriate back to become an American, a U.S. national American citizen, and use that status to take on these SOBs, because they presume you're just a citizen slave, and until you change how you deal with them, nothing is going to matter in the greater scheme of things.
You are absolutely correct, and when you give them notice of who you are, what they understand is that that's no longer a sheep that we can flee. It's not a matter of they are, you know, they only attack those who they are allowed to attack, but we give them that permission. You are absolutely correct, and like I've said, I've lived this
my whole life. And you know what? We didn't know this guy out of Harvard. This is just a gentleman from the world here. You know, so we don't need some microbiologists and all these other smart people to tell us stuff. You know what? We're generally smart people, and that gentleman was a very smart person. And
you have people like Kelby Smith and Roger Sales out there. They are talking, you know, right to where the solution is. Again, until you get to where you study how this system has been employed against us, all you're doing is, you know, ring around the rosy. You're not going to solve anything because you're not looking for remedies. All you're doing is a play-by-play of our demise here.
There it is.
Well, I'm just worried that there is no play-by-play. There's no play-by-play for me. because I've seen the judicial, the executive branches. All this stuff is not working for us. So for me to declare myself something, hey, why do I have to declare myself of anything? Why do I have to declare myself other than a human?
Because you have the contract laws, and if you have signed the contract, you must cancel the contract. It's very simple, but you must do it. Well, do you have a Social Security card and a birth certificate? That's your contract. Well, that's good.
Well, they're there. Then, somebody's got them. I don't have them.
Okay, but this is my point. When you give them official notice that this is no longer an actionable contract, that's when you get your freedom. And you can still, like I said, you don't even have to have the piece of paper if you know who you are, but they're going to try and pull that up. And
hey,
it's just easy.
Hey,
so Lauren,
so tell us the advantages on your next show next week, and I appreciate you having me on, but tell us next week, what is the advantages of not having an ID card, not being this guy,
No. You have an ID.
Tell us what the advantages
passport?
Of it are.
Okay, wait.
No, I'd really like to hear all
Andy,
that.
Andy, you have a passport issued by the State Department. It just, you're a state citizen king versus as a underling, a U.S. citizen chattel slave. They're different statuses.
You're saying we can release ourselves from all of that. I'm asking you to tell us, how does this work for us when we do
listen to Roger Sales. He'll be on tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Listen to his show and call in.
Holy cow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'll be there.
So,
I'll be there.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, folks. Please send money.
Hey, thank you, Lauren.
RBN,
thank you so much, my sweetheart.
You're welcome. Thank you, Andy. You're not going to hear these kind of conversations on a lot of different channels, especially to be able to call in and participate. So please, if you can, $10 a month, put it on your credit card. Republic Broadcasting Network appreciates you. You have a beautiful rest of the day, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. Undivided. Oh, yeah. You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Oh, yeah.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.